Blog Talk Radio.
To God, everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And good morning and welcome to the Apostle Speaks. My name is Evangelist Hilda, and I am the co-pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries, and we are a church beyond walls. Today we have our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. She is the elder of the House of Manessa Christian Ministries. She brings a word from God every Saturday morning at 10:15 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So first, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the Apostle Speaks. At this time, I would like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into our sanctuary. We never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come in. Our Heavenly Father, as we enter into this sanctuary, we bring your presence with us. We speak your peace, your grace, and your mercies and your perfect order into this sanctuary. We acknowledge your power over all that will be spoken, thought, sighted, and done within these walls. Lord, we thank you for the gifts you have blessed us with. We commit to using them responsibly in your honor. Give us a fresh supply of strength to do our work. Anoint our projects, our ideas, and energy so that even our smallest accomplishment may bring you glory. Lord, when we are confused, please guide us. And when we are weary, please energize us. And when we are burnt out, please infuse us with the light of the Holy Spirit. May the work that we do and the way that we do it bring faith, joy, and a smile to all that we come in contact with today. And, oh, Lord, when we leave this sanctuary, give us traveling mercy. Bless our family and home to be in order as we left it. We thank you for everything you have done, for everything you're doing. And we thank you, Lord God, for everything you are going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Praise God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free. My shame is undone. Your presence, Lord.
Amen. My devotional message for this morning is entitled, I Am Yours for All Eternity. And the scripture reading for this message is Revelation 1:8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Praise be to God. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 102:25-27. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment, like clothing. You will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. Amen. Praise God. Psalms 48:14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. The writer says, I am yours for all eternity. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the one who is and was and is to come. The world you might inhabit is a place of constant changes, more than your mind can absorb without going into shock. Even the body you inhabit is changing relentlessly in spite of modern science attempt to prolong youth and life indefinitely. I, however, am the same yesterday and today and forever. Because I never change, your relationship with me provides a rock-solid foundation for your life. I will never leave your side. When you move on from this life to the next, my presence beside you will shine brighter with each step. You have nothing to fear because I am with you for all times and throughout eternity. To God be the glory. I pray that this devotional message was an inspiration unto you as it was unto me. So now at this time, while we are waiting for our speaker for this morning, I would like to say good morning to Father God. Amen. By the Wiki Tones.
doesn't matter how long that it will take. The Lord knows my heart anyway, so just pray.
Praise be to God. It is a good morning to say good morning to the Lord who saw fit to wake us up this morning. Praise be to God. But the Bible says in Romans 10 and 14, in the New King James Version, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who brings glad tidings of good things. At this time, we are going to welcome our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins, who's going to come and bless our hearts this morning with a word from the Lord. Amen. So let us welcome her with a hand clap praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Good morning, Apostle Mother Wiggins. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you this morning, Evangelist Hilda?
Blessed, thank you. To see another day, I am blessed.
Amen. And such a beautiful day today.
Oh, yes. But a little hot, though. It's still humid out there.
Amen. Yeah.
Praise God.
And that song says it so good. Good morning, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. That's what God likes to hear.
Yes,
you know, when we get up, good morning, Lord.
Yes,
amen.
To wake us up to see another day.
Amen.
Amen.
And he likes to be acknowledged. God likes to be acknowledged. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to turn and say good morning to our radio listeners out there.
Amen.
And we're so glad to have you on board, and we hope that you and your family are well. Amen.
Yes.
There's so much going on in this world today. Amen.
Yes.
So I just hope that everything is all right with you and your family. Amen. And I just want to let you know that our Pastor Wiggins and his lovely wife, Nadine, they send you their blessings and they send you their love. Amen. That they are thinking about you and praying about you and your family.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Whether we know you or not.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And also, I just want to thank Evangelist Hilda for her faithfulness. Amen. That she comes on from Tuesday to Saturday. Amen. She opens up the program.
Amen.
And she also has Sweet Hour of Prayer. And she brings a word. It might be on Thursday and Friday. Amen. She brings a word. Amen. And our lovely Lady Nadine, she brings a lesson on Tuesday.
Amen.
And our sister Barbara, she brings a lesson on Wednesday. Amen.
Yes.
And she's going to be on right after this program. She's going to be bringing some beautiful poetry, and you don't want to miss it. Amen. You don't want to miss this beautiful poetry that God has inspired her to write.
Amen. Yes.
And we also want to let you know that Talk in the Sanctuary is going to be on right after Sister Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to miss those topics that we talk about.
Amen.
With Pastor Kathy and her husband. Amen. Kathy and Stephen DeBose. And also, I want to give a shout out to Prophetess Washington, Apostle Jackson, and Dr. V. Turner. I hope this all is well with them and their ministry and their family. And we want to give a shout out to them for the many blessings that they have brought to this program. Amen. They have been a blessing to this ministry. Amen. So right now, you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to turn my attention to Father God. And this is the reason for everything. Amen. We would not be on and we would not be here was it not for God. Amen. And his purposes, his will and his purposes. Amen. So we want to acknowledge God. That's God loves to be acknowledged. God is a spirit being. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So we want to acknowledge, even though we don't see God, we believe that he is and he exists. We know that there's no man on this earth that has created all these things in the universe. Amen. Praise God. Not only that, God has left his word as evidence. He's left his word, the Bible. Amen. So we want to acknowledge God. Amen. So wherever you are, you could be in this country or any other part of the world. You could be in China. You could be in Asia. You could be in Africa. You could be in the Caribbean. You could be in Egypt. You could be in Israel. You could be in Australia, Britain, wherever you are. You know, you could be in Paris, France, wherever you are. We're all going to come together and bow our heads as I say this prayer to Father God. And then afterwards, I'm going to sing a song to God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Father God, we acknowledge your presence in this place. You are the greatest, and there is none as great as you. You sit high and you look low. Your eyes are in every place. You guide us with your eye, order our footsteps, and direct our paths. There is nothing too big for you. For whatever we may be going through, although the problem may seem insurmountable, you have the best solution. In fact, you have the solution, the only solution. You had the solution before we had the problem. Father God, you have a love like no other. Your love is unconditional. You have that agape kind of love, and your mercy endures forever. We thank you for Messiah, Lord. We thank you for the sacrifice of the Lamb on the cross and his resurrection. We thank you for his grace and eternal life. Father God, we thank you for building a fence around us and protecting us from all hurt, harm, and danger in light of what's going on today with the plots, plans, and schemes of the enemy.
Amen.
Those that hate us and hate what we stand for. We stand for your truth. May we always remain under the shadow of your wings. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen. Praise God.
Praise be to God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And now I'm going to sing a song to God. Amen. If you know the song, you can sing it along with me. And if you don't know it, it's okay. Just listen to the words of the song. Amen.
Amen.
The other week was for the listeners, and this week is for God. Amen.
Praise
God. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. Oh, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone doth my spirit yield. Oh, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. Oh, I love you more than any other above all and everything. Oh, you alone are my strength and shield. To you alone does my spirit yield. Oh, you alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. And I long to worship thee. Amen.
Amen.
We should be longing to worship our Creator. the Creator God. Amen. Amen. We should be longing to worship Him. Amen. And He loves that. He will move mightily on your behalf when you worship Him. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. So right now I'm getting ready to go into this word for today, which I'm continuing with what I talked about last week. Amen. So you can get your pens, your papers, and your Bible out if you choose to do so while I say this short prayer. Father God, I thank you for giving me another opportunity to speak a word into your people's lives today. Father God, you know exactly what they need. I don't know what they need, but you do. Amen.
Amen.
So I'm following your leading, Lord. I'm following your leading, Father God, of what you want to tell your people, Father God. I'm just a vessel. I'm just an instrument. So as I go forth today, Father God, I should protect that word as it goes into their spirit, because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. So as I go forth today, may it be all of you and none of me in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So I was coming from Matthew chapter 23, verses 1 through 15. That's Matthew 23, 1 through 15.
Amen.
This message must be very important because I've been on it. This is the third week now. Amen.
Amen.
And God doesn't repeat anything unless it's very, very, very important. Amen. So as it says in chapter 23, verses 1 through 15, then spake Jesus to the multitude and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. All, therefore, whatsoever they did, you observe, that observe and do. But Jesus says, but I want to let you know, but do not after their works, for they say and do. I wonder why Jesus doesn't want them to be following what they do, what the Pharisees do. Amen?
Amen.
For they bind heavy burdens and grievous to be bore, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. See, they lay heavy burdens on men's shoulders, but they're not doing what they have these people doing.
Amen.
But all their works they do for to be seen of men. They make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments and love the upper rooms at feasts and the chief seats in the synagogues. They really want to be seen. You know what I mean? And they're enlarging their borders. They're getting money from the people. Amen?
Amen.
They're enlarging their borders, but they're not doing anything. They're not doing what these people think they're doing. And greetings in the markets, and to be called by of men, rabbi, rabbi, which means teacher. But be ye not called rabbi. This is what Jesus is saying. For one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. In other words, I am your teacher. I am your rabbi. You don't have to call them a teacher or a rabbi. But be ye not called rabbi, like I said before, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven, and that's the Almighty God. neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant. See, a lot of people think that when they get up in height in the ministry that God has called them to, that they're going to be glorified and lifted up. Oh, yeah, you will be by God, you know, when you're obeying him and doing what his will. But you're still going to become like a servant. You're going to become like a servant.
Amen.
And whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. That's how God looks at things. But woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering in. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
For ye devour widows' houses, and for pretense make long prayer. Therefore ye shall receive the greater damnation. See, they make a long prayer, but they don't have no relationship with God.
So it's just
they're pretending.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretending. They don't have no relationship with God. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you compass sea and land to make one proselyte. And when he is made, you make him twofold with more than the child of hell than yourselves.
Hmm.
So in other words, You're going to hell, and what you're doing with this person, you're making them go to hell because they're looking at you as some kind of an example. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. So the Pharisees were making a big deal over little things and ignoring things of critical importance. Jesus told the Pharisees that paying your tithe is important. Yes, you should pay it, but don't neglect the important things. Don't ignore the more important aspects of the law, because under the law, there is order. Amen? And what were these things that were more important than tithing? It was justice, mercy, and truth. Jesus says justice, mercy, and truth is more important than tithing. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus told the Pharisees, you are so careful to clean the outside,
mm-hmm.
but your insides are filthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's full of greed and self-indulgence.
All right.
You want everything for yourself, and you have no thought or feelings for the needs of others. You are selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about anyone else or leave anything for anyone else. It's mm-hmm. all about you. Do you know any people like that, that it's all about
mm-hmm.
them?
Oh, yeah.
As Christians, we too must be careful that we are not following after the Pharisees and how they did things. Amen?
Amen.
We must examine our thoughts, our feelings. We must examine our motives and our actions
mm-hmm.
so as not to become displeasing in God's sight. Because see, if you don't examine your thoughts, your feelings, your motives, and your actions, guess what? God is going to examine them for you.
Yes,
amen.
He will. Amen.
And he's going to judge you according to that. If you don't repent to God, you know what I mean? Confess your thoughts, your feelings, you know they're not right. you know that your thoughts and your feelings, your actions and your motives are not right. You know what I mean? You're not following after God. You're fooling yourself. So you have to go to him. You have to confess it to him. God knows it already, but he wants you to come to him and confess and repent. He wants you to repent. Amen.
Amen.
We must make sure that we are not greedy or self-indulgent.
That's right.
Jesus told the Pharisees that they looked like righteous people, but they were full of impurities. Their hearts were filled with hypocrisy and lawlessness. Amen.
Amen.
Their hearts were filled with lawlessness. They looked beautiful on the outside, but their inside parts were filled with dead people's bones or dead men's bones. Jesus, God told me the very same thing. I'm just explaining to you something that happened to me when I was young. Amen. This is my experience. One Sunday when I was in church, after the pastor had given a message, he gave this message about hypocrites. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And after the message, he was telling people to come up and that he's going to pray for them. People that are hypocrites, come up, and he said, "I'm going to pray for you." You know what I mean? Because evidently God showed him that there's people that are hypocrites. You know, they act like one thing, but they're pretending.
Okay.
So, you know, God told me, God said, go up. God told me to go up. He told me to go up in front. Now, we had thousands of people in the church.
Wow.
Told me to go up. I said, oh, shucks. I said, are you telling me you want me to go up there? Now, I sing with the choir and stuff like that, right? I said, you want me to go up in front of all the people? I said, oh, my God, the choir and everybody as one of those hypocrites. I said, oh, shit. I said, is there anything else we can do besides me going up there? I said, maybe I could talk about you this when I get home with you. He said, okay. So I didn't go up.
Aww.
Amen.
Amen.
No, I didn't go up. I went home to talk about it with God.
Yes, because the people would have
judged
you
anyway. At home.
Mm-hmm.
I had said this story before. When he got finished with me at home, I was glad to go up.
All right.
I can't even tell you what God did to me at home. You know, it's just something I can't describe.
Right.
But when I got home in front of God, you know what I mean? He did a number on me.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, shoot. I said, whenever anybody calls me to come up, and I know it's me, they call it, you know, to come up and be prayed for. I said, I'm going to run up there. I'm running up.
Not even going to walk. We're going to run.
I said, I'm not walking up. I said, I'm running up there.
Amen.
Yep, that's what he did. That's what he did to me. Amen. Praise God. So anyway, hypocrites. We're going to look at hypocrites. Exhibit laziness in all matters of the heart. In this judgment, Jesus pointed to all matters of the heart, anything having to do with their soul and faith. They had a lack of concern. The Pharisees, they had a lack of concern about their soul. I don't know. I guess they didn't think about it because they didn't really have that much of a relationship with God. Their spiritual condition. In private, their actions were not aligned with God or his word.
Yeah.
And they were not willing to extend energy in loving God. They didn't show God that they loved him. They didn't obey him. And other people may not know it, but God knew because he examines our heart. You see, that's what God does. He examines the heart.
Yes, he
does. He looks on the inside. While people mostly look on the outside.
That's right.
That's why God knows us through and through, because he looks at our heart. Amen. God can't be fooled.
Uh-uh.
Now, if you don't have a relationship with God, how can you use any faith? Amen.
Exactly. Amen.
I mean, if you wanted something, or if you wanted to ask them for anything, how can you use any faith if you don't have a relationship with God? Because God moves by faith in him. You see, he moves by faith and not by sight, and he also moves by fear. He doesn't move by fear. Amen?
Amen.
We can't afford to be lazy like the Pharisees.
That's right. Absolutely.
We must exhibit some kind of genuine faith to God.
Yes.
Amen? We must exercise our faith.
Mm-hmm.
God will not move on our behalf if we don't have the faith, the faith of a mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
God moves by faith and not by sight. He moves by fear. He moves by sight, and he also doesn't move by fear.
No, he doesn't.
How can you hope to get anything from God if you don't have that faith? Amen?
Amen.
So we're still talking about hypocrites want to look good to others.
Mm-hmm.
That's how hypocrites are. No matter what the cost, and they don't care what the Bible says, they continue to do what they want to do.
That's it.
They continue to live. These are hypocrites.
Mm-hmm.
The way they want to live, and they pretend to be better than others, no matter what the evidence shows. Amen.
Amen.
So I hope you enjoyed this message today. I'm going to turn it now back into the hands of Evangelist Hilda. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We want to thank Apostle Mother Wiggins for that wonderful word this morning. I think that deserves a hand clap. Praise. And before we have Apostle Mother Wiggins give us the call to salvation and the benediction, our very own Barbara Amore is going to come with our poetry at this time. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap. Praise. God bless you, Barbara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How you all doing?
Ooh, I'm blessed. Woke up this morning saying good morning, Lord.
Amen. When I woke this morning, I didn't have no doubt.
None at all.
Woo. Amen. No doubt. Hallelujah.
Man.
You feel like shouting and running and
come
nobody's
on
chasing you. Nobody's
yes.
making you upset. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Amen. I just want to read a poem that I wrote this morning, August the 14th at 10:05 a.m.
Wow.
Amen.
Just now.
Right. It's entitled Unstoppable, Sustaining Hope. What God has for me is for me. He is unstoppable. He may delay, he may say wait, but it's coming. Have no fear. We may not get things in our timing, but don't forget who's in charge. God will provide whatever you need. God's got it, and it's large. When he decides, he provides it. You call on him, he will answer. Have no fear. You're in the hands of the master. And he's got plans, great plans for you. if you listen and obey his word, dear heart, you'll be okay. He does his own thing without counsel or any other way. God knows just what to do. Sorry. And he does it mighty fine. Now it's on you. Be patient. It may take some time. Yet, in all your waiting, believe. No, it's not wasted time. God prunes you. He prepares. He burns things off you. He refines. Otherwise, that will be lost. Be patient. To him draw near. He's got the goods. Oh, yes. Did you not hear? God is unstoppable. He gives sustaining hope. Hold on to him. He is always near. He is our only hope. Do you recognize him? He's right here. Sinner, open the door to your heart. You're basking in God's presence. He will forsake you not. He offers benefits when you aren't, pardon me, when you are obedient. God gives us an abundance of gifts. He's expedient. Wait on God. He's waiting on you. He's long-suffering. Are you? And my scripture comes from the King James Version, John 14, verses 17 through 20, where it reads, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. And it is so. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That was beautiful.
God bless
you. The Lord is long-suffering. Amen.
Yes.
And he's like you said, he's waiting. He's waiting.
Yes.
He's long suffering.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Back
is it all right now?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
As it says in Joel, chapter 2, verse 12, the Lord says, turn to me now while there is time. Give me your heart. Amen.
Amen.
He said, turn to me now while there is time and give me your heart. So if anybody out there that wants to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, this is your time now. Amen. This is your time now. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, all you have to do is repeat this short prayer after me. Today I give you my heart, wash it and cleanse it.
Today I give you my heart, wash it and cleanse it.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I believe that you raised your only son from the dead.
I believe that you raised your only son from the dead.
I now take him into my heart.
I now take him into my heart.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
Now, if there's any of you out there that have said this short prayer, we welcome you into the body of Christ, and we want to let you know how excited we are over you. I don't know how many there are. There might be 2, there might be 10, there might be 20. I don't know. But God knows. Amen. And I know that all heaven is rejoicing. When you said that short prayer, the Holy Spirit came to reside inside of you. He is a divine teacher. If you don't have a church home, just ask him to lead you to the right place.
Yeah.
Where you can hear the word, you can mature and grow, and also have fellowship with other believers. Amen.
Amen.
So again, I want to welcome you into the body of Christ. Amen. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 2, chapter 1, verse 2. God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his Spirit has made you holy. As a result, you have obeyed him and have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
May God give you more peace and grace. Mm-hmm. So may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, and let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise be to God. So we just want, our speaker hasn't arrived yet. So, Mother, I loved your word, your message this morning. We are continuing from the first two parts that, you
Amen.
Know, we like we're saying, you're being a hypocrite when you look good on the outside, but inside your heart is as wicked as it can be. And then a lot of these Pharisees and them, they were like, you know, traditional. They
uh-huh.
didn't even, you know, have a relationship with God. Everything was,
uh-huh.
most of everything was just done as a tradition. You know, you grow up into your family, and in your family you have this tradition and that tradition. Do you even really know the real meaning of why you are doing all of these things?
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we have to really just sit down and pray and ask God, you know, why is we are doing these traditions if we are not, if our hearts and thing is not clean. And we
mm-hmm.
don't have a relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Pharisees and them, they wanted the people to do and what they say do, but they weren't doing what they're telling the people to do.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's true.
Why would you
yeah.
do something, you know, like that?
Well, some people that are high up in office feel that they're exempt from what they're telling you to do.
Uh-huh.
Even in government, it's like that, isn't it? That's in government, too.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're telling you to do certain things, but they're not doing it.
Exactly.
You know, or they're pretending like they're doing it, but they're really not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know what they do behind closed doors, you know.
That is true. And
yep.
just like a lot of us Christians and believers, we look one way when we go into church and stuff, but then behind closed door, you become a different person. You know,
you're
doing
different.
All the things of the world and thinking that nobody is going to see you or nobody's going to find out what you're doing. But come on, there's eyes watching you everywhere. Even when you think they're not watching, they're watching.
But a lot of times people forget that it's God is watching you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
God know what we're going to do.
Think you hiding from God.
Yes.
You can't hide from God. That you can't
no,
do that.
No, we cannot. Absolutely not. I don't know if Pastor Kathy is going to be with us because normally she would be on already. She's,
mm-hmm.
I know on, oh, praise the Lord. There we go. See, when you call them, they appear. Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this morning? How's your mouth feeling?
It's feeling a little better, thank you.
Wonderful, because I was just telling the ladies that I don't know if you're going to come this morning because Thursday, you had a
oh,
lot
my
of...
goodness, this mouth was hurting on Thursday.
Yes. So that's
really
why I wasn't sure if you was going to come on, but I'm just so thankful that you're here.
Mm-hmm.
I
so what
am.
Was her, what was hurting on Thursday? What was hurting?
My mouth.
Oh, you're still, you know, I was thinking about you with your mouth. Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you're still.
Yeah, I think what it is I have an allergic reaction to something, and I was told that it could be something that I've been used to all along, but now I have an allergic reaction to it. I said, what is going on?
Yeah, the different climate.
That
yeah,
I want to ask you still wearing the mask?
Not now, I'm not, no. Every time I put that, you know what, a couple of places I've gone to, they want that to put that mask on. And I put that mask on, and oh, my God, my head was on fire. So the nurse at our job, she showed up with these little black masks that were different. I said, thank you.
Yeah. Because
those blue masks were setting my face on fire.
Yeah, I heard those medical masks got something in it, but I ain't going to say, but those medical masks, those blue ones.
Yeah, so I can't wear those. I put the other ones on. And it's a lot better because as soon as I put that blue mask on, poof, you know.
I said there's something wrong with those masks, those blue masks.
Yeah, whatever chemicals is in it, you're allergic to it.
It's not just chemicals, but I'm not going to say. They ain't chemicals.
Okay. But, okay. Well, all I can say is, Lord, I know I'm going to Georgia soon, and hopefully the weather is going to make this mouth calm down or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
We shall see. Precious and Heavenly Father, just want to say thank you this morning. Excuse me. Just want to say thank you this morning, this afternoon, for allowing us another opportunity to come into your presence, O God, to discuss things that are prosperous for our soul, O God. Not just to be carnal, but to discuss things that are going to be prosperous for our souls, the souls of your people, oh God. So we thank you for what you're giving us to talk about, and even what we do choose to talk about, that it will glorify you. It will honor your name, oh God. We ask that you come into this conversation right now so it can be spoken in love. No one will be offended. No one will be put down. And everybody will give you and only you all the honor, glory, and praise. We ask all of these blessings in the mighty name of your son, Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Now we can continue to talk.
That there's a lot of people that, you know, the whatever is in those masks is making them sick, and they're thinking that, oh, it's the virus that making them sick. But not all the time is you can blame everything on the virus, because it could be whatever you're putting on your face.
Oh,
you're not, you know. But I was going to say that you said you're going to Georgia for a week or so.
Supposed to.
No, but they have such a large outbreak of the second virus in Georgia. Is down in the area where Caroline you live?
Mm-hmm. Louisiana has a big outbreak of it also.
Who's Caroline? Al Caroline?
Yes.
You know something?
Caroline?
Oh, come on. Your sister, Carolyn.
That's what I said. Our sister?
Yes.
Stone Mountain.
Well, what's the town next to it, though?
Decatur.
Right. That's it. They have a large outbreak there.
Wow.
And Sister Barbara said also in Louisiana, too, and Florida, all of those places have, you know, they got so many people that's in the hospital, they had to put the tents and things back outside again to accommodate people because the hospitals are full.
You know what? My sister just moved to Georgia.
Who?
My sister. She just moved to Georgia.
Oh, no. I hope she's not in that part where they...
What part of Georgia she went to?
I don't know, but I know she just moved to Georgia about maybe a few months ago.
Oh, boy. Mm. I hope she be very, very...
Well,
yeah.
I feel like this. Whether you're in Georgia, Hawaii, Pennsylvania, it does not matter. That virus don't know states. It go where it want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not going to stay put because you in Georgia or you in
That's
Pennsylvania
true.
Or you in California. Come on now. It ain't going to stay put.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to take all the precautions when you step out there. But don't be afraid to step out there.
Mm-hmm.
What everybody going to do? Stay at home? What they going to do?
Yeah. Eventually they're going to...
And how do people deliver the food and drop it at your door?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take precautions, but I can't stop living. I just can't. Because them days, my days are short anyway, so I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to keep on going. I know I'm going to see my family. My granddaughter, she got on that phone. She said, "Grandma, where you at?"
Aww.
I said, "Grandma coming." She said, "Okay, good night, Grandma." And you know what? Her mom and her daddy said, "That's your child." I said, "That's not my child." They said, "Oh, my God, when you see her, because she like bright colors. She loud like me." I said, "Oh, maybe she is my child." When I tell you that child got on the phone to my grandma, "Where are you?" And that was her normal voice. She wasn't even screaming. And all I could do was bust up laughing. I said, "She is funny." And so her mom and dad said, "If you put light colors on her, she get to parading around. You put dark colors on her, she like... And I said, "What that mean?" So they said, "You don't like it?" And she said, "Oh." And she wanna say it's too dark, but she can't. She's three. So she goes, she started pulling on her clothes. And then they changed it and put something really bright on her. And she had just stopped parading around again.
Yeah, you have a lot of kids like that.
I said, "Oh, my God." Well, every time I buy them something, the mother opened the box, she said, "You know this came from Grandma. Look at the color."
Mm-hmm.
Everything is bright.
Sometimes
I don't say no dark colors.
like colors. Yeah.
People don't realize dark colors put you in a mold, you know.
Mm-hmm. In a mold?
So you wear dark colors all the time, or you got a house full of dark colors, it'll put you in a mold.
Mm-hmm. What kind of mold?
Not me. I want everything bright. I want everything bright. Okay, last week we talked about, you know what? Thank you, Father. I pray that everyone is doing well this morning. Sound like somebody chewing on ice back there. I just pray that everybody's doing well. God's been good to you this week. Somebody's got a hot testimony on their lips. So we thank God for everything he's done. I thank God for the visionary, Apostle R.D. Williams, his bride, Lady Nadine. We thank God for the fivefold ministers, Apostle
Amen.
Mother Wiggins. Thank God. I hear her voice back there. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. We continue to pray her strength. We thank God for Sister Barbara. We continue to pray her strength. We thank God for Evangelist Hilda. Continue to pray her strength. Pastor Kathy, Pastor C, all of us continue to pray our strength.
Amen.
And not only that, we pray one for another.
Yes, yes.
That's what it's all about. We pray one for another. And I'm not just talking about the leaders on this line. I'm saying we pray one for another. We pray for the nation. We pray for the hospitals. We pray for the doctors. We pray for the president. We pray for those that are in authority, police. We pray. That's what we do. We pray one for another. Who is another? There's another, there's another, there's another. We keep praying.
That's right.
That's what we do.
Amen.
So we thank God for all the prayers going up during this hour, and not just for the pandemic, but for relationships, husbands and wives, kids and parents. Oh, my goodness, there's so much going on. Pandemic seems small when you look at all this other stuff. And you go, what other stuff? Please, trust me. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on in this world. So anyway, last week we discussed about if we were president and there were three things we could change, what would it be? Today we're going to talk about, do you know when you have crossed over? Meaning, do you know when something in you have changed? Like, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Do you realize the steps that God produces in you that allows you to see that you are maturing, right? We, you know, other people can look at you and say you've changed, but do you recognize when you stepped into another level of maturity? Do you recognize it when you feel like you've grown just a little bit more and a little bit more? So let's go to a possible other way. Can you identify when you yourself has grown? And if so, give us an example.
Yeah, I can recognize when I have matured more. Because, you know, a lot of times when I might be going through something, I might be going through pain, or I'm very slow at what I need to do, you know, in my house. I'm very, very slow in moving around. You know, whereas before, I can move around quickly and stuff. So when it first started happening to me, I started complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd mumble to myself and grumble and carry on.
Mm-hmm.
And, but now I don't say anything. I just move around and do what I got to do. So I've matured.
Good for you.
And I don't
thank
grumble
you.
And I don't complain. That's the way it is.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Good for you. Probably can move around a little more since you stopped grumbling and complaining.
Amen.
But thank God. God doesn't like that. He don't like it.
No, he does not.
Yes.
Good.
Amen.
All right, Evangelist Hilda, it's your turn. Can you identify when you are getting to another level of maturity? And give us an example.
Yeah, I feel like I have matured a lot. There are a lot of things that I used to do in my life, and now I don't do those things anymore. I read in the beginning, you know, I would just read the Bible only on Sundays when you go to church. But now, thank you, God, I read the Bible every day. May skip a day or two, but you know, I matured in my reading. I matured in, you know, my lifestyle, and just a little more open and with talking with people and stuff, because I was always like shy that, you know, the only thing I'll say is good morning. Now I say, good morning. How are you? Have a blessed day. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't used to do all of that. But, and I really, I look at from where I came from to where I am today, I am so blessed. And my children, they're flourishing, you know, and they're doing what
thank
they
you,
want to do, and they have Christ in their life. So, well, I'm still working on one, but the other two, I don't have to worry about them. But, you know, everything takes time, because even in the Bible days, it didn't happen overnight. It took years.
Mm-hmm.
So that day, when that day comes, that would be my prayer answered for that, for my daughter. Let's say it like that. And then, like Mother say, the complaining, you know, I'm always weeping in pain 24/7. So I just, like Mother, get to the point now. I don't complain about it anymore. I wake up, I say, Lord, thank you for another day. You saw fit to wake me up. And I get up and I go do what I got to do. And I just thank him all day, all through the day. Thank you, Lord.
Good
thank you for
you.
This. Thank you for that. Hey.
Amen.
And with things going on in the world today, you got to be thankful that you even woke up to see another day. And
amen. That's right.
You see people dying all around you and people mad with you. And because you tell them, you know, I didn't like the way you spoke to me or something, they stop talking to you. It's okay.
Mm.
Because I look at it like this. They really wasn't your friend anyway.
Amen.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, sounds good. I'm glad that you guys are able to recognize that you're maturing. I have a question for you, Evangelist Hilda. You said you're waiting for that day when your other child comes in, your daughter comes in, so you can start rejoicing, whatever. Why you can't rejoice now?
Well, I rejoice, but I mean, like, when I say that when that day happened, it would be like, I would be more like overjoyed because I feel like, you know, when I think about it, I look at it like this. Even when things happen in the Old Testament time and those people had to wait years, nothing happens overnight. It's all in God's time. So when God feels that it's time for her to change, then he will change her.
She decides she's ready for the change. She will change.
Yeah, when she's ready.
She's the one that makes the decision.
Okay.
Exactly. She has to make that decision. But
the other thing you said was, nothing happens overnight. Sometimes it does. Sometimes things do happen overnight. Everything doesn't take years and years to happen. Sometimes things happen overnight. Not always, but sometimes they do. And they don't always take a long, long time. You know, but the one thing you did say that is true, it is in God's timing.
Yes.
Whether it happens overnight or it takes years, it's still in God's timing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that part is true. But everything don't take a long time. You ever seen somebody say, you know what, I used to smoke every day, 3 packs a day, now I don't smoke. What, you had some patches up? No. God just took the taste out of my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean immediately, they no longer desire to do that thing. But then there's another person who smoked maybe twice a week or something, and they're having a hard time letting it go.
Yes.
Only God knows why things happen. Some things happen quick for some people. Some things take a long time. Who knows why?
Right.
But here's the thing. When you look at your daughter and you see her saying, I thank God for such and such, or she'll be talking and she said, well, bless God or something like that, that's a true reason to just rejoice. Why? Because she got his name on her lips.
She does say that. She always put God in it. She always said, I thank God, you know, that so-and-so and so, and whatever the case may be, she thanking God for it. Because I told her, stop complaining all the time. You know, you is the only one can make the choice to change your lifestyle. You, with God's help.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask him to help you, he will. So,
you know what,
it's just
you
a
know
matter
what Satan
of,
tried to do?
Huh?
Satan tried to keep us focused on what's not happening so that we don't pay attention to what is happening.
Exactly.
She's still saying, thank you, God. She's still saying, God, his name is still on her lips.
On her lips.
Yes.
Exactly.
And so God says, I got many haven't come in yet.
Yeah.
But they're mine. They're still mine.
Yes.
And he also said, if we train up a child in the way they should go, when they grow up, they're not going to stray away from it. So it doesn't matter if they take this detour, they're not going to stray, because when that day comes, they go right back to their roots.
Yeah, because we all make mistakes and none of us are perfect, but some of
and
us,
how many
we
kids
learn
you know,
we
say, my mama did this, my mama did that.
Yes, she
yeah,
did.
That's them coming back to their roots.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is Sister Barbara on the line?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good morning. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you?
Wonderful. Okay, so let's hear from Sister Barbara. Can you recognize when you have reached another level of maturity? And can you give us an example?
With certain people, there's a lot of drama in their conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And they try to egg you on into coming into that mess. But I've learned with certain people, you just, you know, it's like water on a duck's back. You let it pass. You don't get swallowed up by the nonsense. And you keep it moving,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they can't take it. You know, they get their feelings hurt. They're sensitive. They get offended. And really nothing's even been said. So, like I said, a lot of people come with drama. And I've learned that, you know, just, hey, it's not even worth it.
Amen.
All right.
That's right.
That's where I'm at. I'm at though, with those people that are doing treacherous things because I'm unlike you guys or some of you guys, I still go out every day and I go to work. So
mm-hmm.
I go, oh, this past week was so crazy. All I could do was just keep my mouth shut.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to keep my mouth shut, but all I could do, because in my mind I'm saying, oh, you're trying to get us both fired.
Mm-mm.
So I just kept my mouth, even though I was sweating, and I literally was sweating.
Whoa.
But I kept my mouth shut. But after that third day, I was no longer sweating. I just went on by my day. The fourth day, the personnel committee brought me some flowers. I said, for me? Why? And they said, you have taken such a beating this week. But at the end of the week, I held my peace. At the end of the week, the guy said he was putting his 2 weeks' notice in. They said, no, you can leave right now.
What?
Cut his check so he can go.
Ooh, what did he
do? I said, wow. So it works when it says, if I hold my peace, the Lord will fight my battle.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's true.
Yes, he will.
That's very true.
He put
peace.
In 2 weeks' notice, and the very next day he called in sick. I said, oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
But this is what he did. He sent everybody an email and said, I tried to get in touch with Kathy because he had to be there at 7 o'clock to open up the church for other people doing events. He says, I tried to call Kathy. She wouldn't answer her phone. I tried to tell her I don't feel well. And she's not trying to hear me. And all I wanted to tell her was go open the door for these people. And so Pastor and all them, they all ran. The pastor said, wow, there's a gap in things. Kathy was not. I said, ooh, so y'all just going to take his side? So by the time I got to church, I was like, good morning, ladies. Walked by, nobody spoke.
Oh,
I said, all righty then. So I went on in my office because I hadn't seen the emails yet. And I looked into the email. I said, oh, my goodness, look at these emails. Kathy dropped the ball, and people were out there and couldn't get in. So Pastor told me to come in his office, and I was getting ready to go down the other hallway. And I said, right now? He said, right now. I said, okay. So I went and followed him to his office. And he said, did you get a call from Isaac this morning? And I said, yeah, I got a call. He said, well, did he tell you he was sick? I said, he certainly did. He said, well, such and such, and, you know, was going on, and they all were locked out. So, you know, we had a hard time getting people over to the church to let them in. And I said, okay. And he said, well, I just want to know, you know, what happened when he called you. I said, sir, nothing happened. I got up, started getting ready to get to church to see what was going on. He said, well, don't you think you should have reached out to somebody? And I said, sir, he called me at 7:18. The people supposed to get in at 6:45, right? And he said, well, no. He said he called you earlier. He called you before. So I went in my office, got my phone. I said, here you go. Look down and see what time he called me. And he looked down and he took pictures. And he said, wow. I said, I read the email. He said he called me before he called everybody else at 7 o'clock. Look what time he called me, 7:17. What could I do? They already 25 minutes stuck outside.
Exactly.
So the best I could do is hurry up, get ready, and get here as quick as I could. He said, I will let everybody know. I said to myself, really? No, here's my thing. It didn't matter to me because I'm saying, really? Y'all going to take one person's word for it? Because here's the thing. When he called you at 7, it was already 20 minutes too late.
Yeah.
The doors were supposed to be open at 6:45. Do y'all see that? So I got there, everybody's mad. So later on in the day, they came in with the fly. I said, for me, you know I act stupid. For me, you shouldn't have. You know, and then the one lady, she brought these sandwiches from Jersey Sandwiches or something, I don't know. So she brought these sandwiches in for everybody. She said, I know you like meat lovers, so I got you an Italian. I said to myself, well, I'm not really eating right now because my mouth ain't right. We got in that conference room. They was opening up them sandwiches. Usually I take the stuff and bring it home for Stephen. They was opening up them sandwiches. I looked at them. I said, ooh, I said, y'all ain't going to believe it. I said, the devil is a liar. My mouth is healed. I looked at that stuff, and I haven't had meat or bread in probably 3 weeks because I've been trying to get the soup down or drink my Jell-O, get my Jell-O or something.
Yeah.
I looked at that sandwich. I said, ooh, the devil is a liar. My mouth is healed, honey. I started eating that sandwich. I ain't paying that mouth no attention. I started eating that sandwich. I said, uh-oh. And they said, what? I said, you know how a person that's dieting takes a minute, you know, and they haven't been eating. And so when they do start eating again, they eat little small portions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I said, but if they mess around and get their mouth on something that they've been craving for a long time, the first thing that happens is the body goes, yes, we're back. Now keep on eating. Ooh, Lord. When I tell you that sandwich went down so fast and so smooth, I was like, oh, my God. I was thinking, I hope they can't see my legs under the table because my legs were swinging.
Oh, my God. I know it's like a little kid.
Like a little kid. I know it makes no sense. But I was chomping on that sandwich with my legs swinging. I said, ooh, this tastes so good. And then, on top of that, the guy that brought the drinks, he said, here, Kathy, I brought this for you. I said, okay. And I'm thinking, why you single me out? Everybody else getting a drink. So he hands me the drink, and he brought me a diet green tea. I said, all righty then. I drank that tea on down. I drank that tea on down. So the moral of my part of it was that I have learned when I'm able to keep my mouth shut and let things just go ahead on. Go ahead, mm-hmm. keep saying all. And I mean, they were saying all kind of stuff about me.
Mm-hmm.
They said the guy was shaking so bad he was nervous after he met with me. I said, who made him nervous? Please, look at the size of that man. How was he nervous?
Mm.
So I said, okay. So, you know, they try to tell Pastor that I was yelling at the man and saying, all, I said, oh, that's so stupid. Who gonna be yelling on their job unless they just don't want to work there no more? You know? So mm-hmm. I just looked at all of them, and I said, good morning. See y'all later. I went on in the meeting, And they had all that good stuff back there. I forgot about them ones that, and then that was the part that made them mad because it was the personnel committee. So they figure, ooh, personnel's going to talk to her and let her know. Personnel was giving me sandwiches and chips. I said, don't tell me I don't serve a powerful God.
Oh, yeah.
And I know when they were trying, because they so funny, they like to eavesdrop. So they come by, see what they can hear. And I know when they heard that laugh, they was like, that ain't going the way we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Because they stopped the personnel people and says, oh, Isaac was going through it, da-da-da. And the personnel says, okay, we'll take care of it. They didn't even ask me about him.
Mm.
The one guy that did open his mouth that gave me that green tea, he said, cut his check. It's time for him to go. We don't need him no 2 weeks because he ain't going to do right.
Wow.
I said, okay. They said, cut it today. Call him, tell him, come get his pay. I said, okay. And then guess what they said? They said, so is Stephen able to help us until we find somebody else? I said, he sure is. They said, give me his number. They called Stephen up. I know Stephen was like, what in the world? Because Stephen been coming up to the church with me when the dude called in sick, Stephen to come up there and get things ready for me because I can't move all that stuff. And he's been volunteering with me, and we get it done. They said, is Stephen available to help us? And they called Stephen up and said, would you take a job as a contractor, just help us a few hours a day? And Stephen said, I would have did it for free. I said, no, boy, no, don't say all that.
I don't blame you.
I said, they're not talking about an hour or two here and there. They're talking about almost every day, you know, for a couple hours a day. So, yeah, let them pay you because I want more shoes. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you do. Still buying them shoes, huh?
No, I'm not buying no more shoes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not buying nothing. I ain't lying. I looked at my closet yesterday. I said, okay, I don't want no more clothes. So I'm good. I'm not buying nothing right now.
Until?
Huh?
Until?
I don't know when. I said I don't want to buy no more. I don't see myself needing nothing no time soon. So I'm good. I just want to smell good. I love smell good. But I don't want anything else. But the reason why we're talking about why we need to identify when we mature is because there are times when we mature and Satan tries to keep us thinking that we have not, right? And so while God is trying to take your hand and move you forward into your next step in your destiny, Satan is holding you back because he's trying to make you think you have not overcome the last glitch. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. So God says, I don't need other people to see that they've changed or that they've matured. I need them to see it because it's only when they see it that they'll move forward.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? And stop beating themselves up and keeping themselves back there when they should be strutting along because they have changed. That no longer affects them. They no longer are complaining. They no longer need to hear what people are saying and get stuck in the drama. They can move forward now. But I need them to know that they have changed.
Yes.
Not what people say. I need them to know, you know, because look what he said to the disciples. He said, the disciples said, they say you John. They say you Elijah. He said, yeah, but who do you say I am?
Mm-hmm.
Why? It doesn't matter what they think. It only matters what you think because you're going to act on what you think.
Amen. Amen.
You see why he needs us to know that we have been maturing?
Because
we certainly have been maturing.
Yes, we have.
We may, like the old people used to say, we may not be as far as we want to be, but we're not where we used to be.
Amen. That's what I said. I'm not where I used to be.
Come on now.
Praise be to God.
That's right.
And so while Satan trying to hold us back thinking, none changed, you still to say, look at you, you know, because if the thought comes in your mind, and you don't cast it down like you're supposed to, and you let it just marinate there, eventually something is going to come out of it and make you think that you have not changed. It doesn't mean that every now and then you might not slip and do or say or think. It just means that, okay, yeah. But here's the part that lets you know you changed. Even though you've done it, if you quick to get up and quick to get over it and quick to get back moving, that's how you know you've matured. Because that thing used to keep you there for a long time, but it doesn't keep you there anymore. Even if you do slip back or fall back, you don't stay there. And you recognize, you know what, I never should have did that. That's the part that says you matured. When you recognize, hey, I'm not. That's not what I do anymore. That's not me. You know, I don't think like that anymore. I don't talk like that anymore. I don't walk like that. No, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, and you shake that thing off and keep it moving.
That's it. Absolutely.
And that's how you can see maturity. And like I said, God is not concerned with what your mama say, your sister say, your brother, your husband.
Exactly.
He's concerned with what you say. But who do you say you are?
Right. I'm a child of the Most High King.
There it is. You know, have you matured? I need to hear you say you've matured, not because I need to know, but because I need you to know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, because you ever been up on a person and you say, you so da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and they say, I don't know why people think they know me. They don't know me. And guess what they do? They start defending themselves to themselves of who they are. Because they may not even say it to you. They be thinking in their mind, you don't know me. That is not who I am. That's not what I do. So now they're defending their own selves to themselves. Why? Because they're letting themselves know, I'm not that person anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I do. You know? And no matter what you say to me, I am not like that anymore. Don't bring up all these old stories to try to take me back there, get my mind strolling backward. No. Some of the stories are nice and fine and funny. Could be staring right where they are in the past.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Why do families and friends and things, when you get together, all they talk about is the past things? What happened to the present and the future? You know, nobody wants to, you gave up all those things when you changed your life. When you gave your life.
Well, sometimes people can't talk about the future because they don't know what's in the future. And because they don't know what's in the future, they think the future can't happen. Like their dreams and what they desire to do and all of this stuff, they don't think it could happen. So they don't talk about it because they think it's not possible now. You know, I moved on. But, you know, a lot of times I know in our family, good God Almighty, we could go all the way back to 1919 with our story. But we'll be busting up laughing. Right?
Yeah.
They're not, the stories that we talk about don't paralyze us. They make us laugh.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly.
Some people talk about, remember when we used to go and just run up to people and smack them in the back of their head and keep it moving? So those are stories
that
hurt you because you think about, wow, that's what I used to do? That's who I was? You know? And so those are not the stories that, from what I could tell, me and my family, we don't talk about that. We talk about little stupid funny stuff. Remember when your hair was off? And remember when you wore those blue jeans that were, you know, so tight you couldn't even hardly move it? Now they wearing them. You know, we talk about funny stuff. We just start busting up laughing. But we could go back to everybody's life and say, remember what we did? You know, but if you're talking about stories that take your mind to a negative place, or offends you when you hear that story, that's not a good story. That's not something you want to keep dwelling on.
Exactly.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Does anybody want to share anything right there? Anybody have anything they would like to share or say?
Well, I want to say one thing. Yesterday, we went, Pastor and the rest of us, we went to the park to evangelize. And you know how you set up the equipment and everything, and then you start off good, and then all of a sudden the sound will be too low, or the box will shut off, and then you there. But we, you know, with all the little nicks and things, we didn't let that stop us from evangelizing. We continued on giving testimony. We were singing. We gave out tracts in the park, you know, and the park was packed with people. And, you know, the people were listening. So we were like planting the seeds, and they were listening. And you know, and some of them took the tracts and everything. And there was like, you know, they was listening to the music because we were singing different songs, you know, worship and praise songs and stuff. So it, all in all, it was good, but it could have been better if we didn't have, you know, the little problems with the equipment.
The sound.
Yeah.
You
know
how
you know what? You've been to... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was saying that, you know, because we had the tracks on the phone. So, and Pastor tried to connect it to the laptop, and which, of course, you know, if you don't pin a note on Pastor sometimes to say, charge this, charge that, make sure everything is fully charged. And I'm looking at the laptop, and I see that it had no battery. There was only one bar. And we were out there from 6:30. And we stayed out until, you know, it really got dark and we couldn't see the words of the songs anymore. But all in all, you know, there was a good crowd of people out there, whether they came over to sit and listen with us, but wherever they were, they did heard the songs and the testimonies and whatnot. So, you know, it was good.
Bless God. That is good.
Yes.
But you know what? If sometimes there's people you don't realize it, but there are people that are, you know, may not be sitting right next to y'all, but in the distance, and they're looking at you guys, and they see you stumbling, and the sound is not working and all that. But they see that you have not packed up to go away. They see you still pressing to get that out there.
Absolutely.
So they'll stand there and listen just because you guys are pressing to do what you came to do.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That's right.
So sometimes that situation all by itself will get their attention.
Yes.
The fact that y'all can just pack up and go. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So in the midst of adversity, y'all just kept doing what y'all came to do.
Yep, we kept right on going, even if we had to listen to the music on the phone. But, you know, your phone, when you're in a big open space, that phone is not loud at all. So we
No, it's not. We
had it connected to the speaker to get the music, but I don't know, the speaker kept with the music. Maybe the speaker was too powerful for the phone microphone or whatever. But anyway, we pressed on and we did what God had us to do.
Well, that was wonderful.
That's wonderful to know that, you know, in the midst of it all, people are still getting back to old school church. You know, we're going to go wherever there's an opening, wherever God allows us to go. You know, doesn't have to be in a building. We just going to go out there and minister. You know, and trust me, even though they may not have come over, a lot of people heard y'all.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Very beautiful.
You know, people were out there. They were like, you know, picnicking. Some of them was celebrating birthdays and, you know, things that of that sort. So it was a good crowd of people. And, you know, the park is a very nice park. It's like right on the avenue of Fordham Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's right by
Wow,
you know,
Fordham is busy.
It's busy, but you know, when you're not like right on the avenue, you're in the park. So you barely, the only
That's
thing
what I'm saying.
Is,
that's a night crowd because there's always people over there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The only thing is like, you know, the guys and them on those motorcycles and, you know, and the cars with the souped up things on it and making all that noise. But other than that, everything was good.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Bless God. I'm glad y'all got a chance to go out there and do it.
Yes.
I know that ain't going to be the last time, so we'll keep
y'all in
prayer, knowing that when y'all go out there to do that, that God will make sure everything goes smooth for you.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. So, that, you know, it was basically it was like, you know, to see how it would work, and we're trying to do it before the summer is over. So, so next time we go out, we'll be well prepared. Everything will be, you know, the way it should be. And then we will continue ministering to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, with the heat and everything, a lot of
people
outside in the park, under the trees and, you know, kids playing. So, yeah, it will be wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Anybody else got a testimony or something they want to share?
I can't think of
anything
right at the moment.
Sister Barbara went away?
No, she's still there.
Good.
Is there something you want to share? Hey, you never know. You could say, I want to share my poem. You never know.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I just said God is good.
Amen.
Okay, we hear you now. We didn't hear it before, but thank you. You are absolutely right. All right, on that note, we're going to get ready to close out if no one else has anything they want to say. Mother, it was good to hear your voice. Every time I hear your voice, I just feel encouraged. I said, Mother, get holding on.
Still holding on. Still holding on. Amen.
Ain't that what that songwriter said? It said, Mother, you still holding on? I'm still on. Well, keep on keeping on.
Keeping on, keeping on. That's right. Well, God
gave me a song. God gave me a song a long time ago. I'll sing it for you a little bit.
Okay.
Keep holding on. Keep holding on. Jesus, he will fix it. Keep holding on. The gates of hell will not prevail. Just keep the faith. Just keep the faith. Just keep the faith and keep holding on. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, that was beautiful, Mother.
I can't wait to hear
beautiful.
The whole song.
Yeah, you gave that out a long time ago, years ago, when I was younger.
Amen.
Amen.
But it got more words to it, right?
Jesus, he will fix it. And he'll never let you down. Just keep the faith and keep holding on. Jesus, he will fix it. And he'll never let you down. Just keep the faith. Just keep the faith. Just keep the faith and keep holding on.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
God. You listening
God.
For more?
Yeah.
Keep holding on. Keep holding on.
Jesus, he will fix it. Keep holding on. The gates of hell will not prevail. Just keep the faith. Just keep the faith. Just keep the faith and keep holding on.
Amen.
Amen.
You all keep this to be quiet.
We're listening to the words of the song.
Oh, gosh.
Pastor Kathy, you still there or are you in mesmerized?
I think Pastor Kathy's gone.
No, she's there. I mean, she's still on the thing.
Oh, okay.
Stepped away or so. Or maybe she's talking and she put herself on mute and she don't hear.
Oh.
Well, it is what it is.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Pastor Kathy, can you hear us? Okay, so she's not answering.
Okay.
All right. So we're just going to thank everyone for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this morning, still morning for us. And we thank God for our speakers, Pastor Kathy. And we're going to ask Apostle Mother Wiggins to give the call to salvation and the benediction as we're coming to a closing of this part of our program for this morning. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise be to God.
So if there's any of you out there that want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, this is the time for you right now. Amen. Praise God. So all you got to do is repeat these words after me. Today I give you my heart, wash it, and cleanse it.
Today I give you my heart, wash it, and cleanse it.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I repent of my sins and I ask your forgiveness.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I thank you for forgiving me, Lord, and I forgive myself.
I believe you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I believe that you raised your only son, Jesus, from the dead.
I now take him into my heart.
I now take him into my heart.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
And I confess him as the Lord and Savior over my life.
Now, if there's any of you out there that have said this short prayer, we are so excited about you. And we welcome you into the body of Christ. We know that all heaven is rejoicing. You know, a lot of times when you just say something with your mouth, you think that nothing is going to happen. But when you say, when you speak the words of salvation, something starts to happen inside of you. And as time goes on, you're going to see that a change has taken place.
Yes.
So if you don't have a church home, the Holy Spirit have come to reside inside of you. He's divine teacher. Don't be afraid of him. Ask him to lead you to the right church, and he will. Amen.
Amen.
And where you can hear the word and where you can mature and grow and you can have fellowship with other believers. And again, we want to welcome you into the body of Christ. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6, it says, so be truly glad. There is a wonderful joy ahead, even though you have endured many trials for a little while. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire and purifies and purified as gold. Though your faith is far more precious than mere gold, so when you remain strong through many trials, it will bring you much praise and glory and honor on the day when Jesus Christ is revealed to the whole world. So may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another, and let us all say amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. So on behalf of my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, my co-host, Sister Barbara, the Fivefold Ministry, and all of our guests online and those on the internet, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of The Apostle Speaks with our very own Apostle Mother Wiggins. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you till we meet again on Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. May God bless you and heaven smile on you in Jesus' name. Go in peace and have a wonderful day, everyone. I love you guys and thank you.
You too.
Everything.
Have a wonderful day.
You
have
too.
Have a wonderful
weekend.
And
you
Evangelist
too. Enjoy
Hilda,
weekend.
You'll be encouraged about going out, you know, and ministering out in the park.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Mother.
I'll be praying for you all.
Thank you. And we're going to pray for you also. Love you. And
love
on
you
that
too.
Note,
love you,
love you
too,
Sister Barbara. Love you, Pastor Kathy. So on that
give
note.
Give everyone my love.
Amen. I will.
Amen. All right.
And on that note, we are going to leave with All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones. God bless you. Love you guys.
Love you all.
Thank you for tuning in. And if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.